The town of Newmarket is solidifying its artistic vision for the Mulick Park project and will try to tie artistic features to the nature around them. The plan put forward by Consultant Art Plus Public Unlimited includes embedded permanent art, 7 spaces for artistic features and an artist residency. Councillor endorsed the plan at Committee of the Whole today, May 30. Principal Rebecca Carbin said the art would look to enhance the park and make it more of a destination, rather than the art being the destination itself. This idea of foregrounding landscape, thinking about innovation in different ways and really looking at how art can help us understand our relationship with nature, Carbin said. The plan outlines the art proposed for the location, including 6 art stops throughout the forest and gardens and various temporary programs. The art production budget is an estimated $760,000, with more than $120,000 per year in ongoing costs like maintenance. Carbin said planners are working through artist proposals for the various locations with a juried process. It will include a terraced indigenous landscape and an artist studio, among other pieces. She said the artist residency would feature 3 artists per year, not literally residing there, but bringing their craft into the designated space for public engagement. Another key element will be a permanent sculpture near the entrance to the park, by the corner of Mulick Drive and Young Street. It really is meant to have a day and night presence, really kind of herald the entrance to a unique and exciting park entrance, Carbin said. Councillors expressed excitement about the plan but also had concerns about public input and monitoring of the art that goes into place. Public art can be controversial sometimes, Mayor John Taylor said, referencing a metallic cow statue in Markham taken down in 2018. I in no way want to limit the excellence or ambition of our public art program, but to also think about the community that will be engaging with it. Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg added there was some council concern about art in front of the old town hall more than 10 years ago. Putting a process in place to keep the community engaged, involved and aware of what's happening, keeping us very closely in the loop, as, I think we can provide valuable feedback. Carbin responded that the plan includes community representation on the jury and ensuring the public engagement process informs citizens about the art projects as they come along. Just letting people more broadly know how things are developing so that there is knowledge of things coming, rather than things just showing up in their backyard, she said. Taylor said some of the most interesting municipalities he has visited have a strong public art presence. It's safe to say we've always viewed this project as having a significant public art component, Taylor said. This certainly sets us on that path. The full plan is available through the town's website.